This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Biden administration is putting new sanctions on Russian state media outlet RT. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The U.S. is announcing new sanctions on a Russian state media outlet, accusing it of working closely with Moscow's military and intelligence operations. Washington had already sanctioned RT for working to spread Kremlin propaganda, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken's now accusing the outlet of going far beyond that.
Functioning like a de facto arm of Russia's intelligence apparatus.
Blinken says RT ran fundraising campaigns to outfit Russian troops in Ukraine.
This includes sniper rifles, suppressors, body armor, night vision equipment, drones.
And he says the U.S. will keep exposing the truth.
It's shining a bright light on what the Kremlin is trying to do under the cover of darkness.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Ukraine and Russia both say they're winning the battle for Kursk. VOA's Christina Manenti has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday Ukraine's incursion into Russia's border region of Kursk had produced the desired result of slowing Moscow's advance on another front in the east of his country. Zelensky told a conference in Kyiv that Russia's counterattack in the Kursk region had also had no major successes, contradicting President Vladimir Putin's accounts of Russian advances on both fronts. Ukraine launched a surprise incursion on August 6th, pushing into the Russian territory and claiming control over dozens of settlements. Russia's defense ministry said on Friday its troops had taken back 10 villages out of the 100 that Kyiv had claimed. Reuters has not been able to verify battlefield reports from either side independently. Christina Manenti, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.